Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Oh, come on and praise the Lord. Come on and just begin to praise Him. Wherever you are today, God is still God. God still answers prayers. God still reigns supreme. He's still our Savior. He's still our Lord. And this is another day that He has made, and we shall rejoice. Will you rejoice? Will you rejoice and be glad in it? Come on and just begin to magnify Him. Open the door wherever you are, glory, for His Spirit to come in. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ, with a new topic, life prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is freedom to be your best self. Freedom to be your best self. And we are in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. While you're getting that Bible ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live to both podcasts with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions on air and there's no topic off limits, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you want to make sure that you don't ever miss any of these powerful teachings, what you need to do is follow the podcast. So the recording will be sent to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. And on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. when Real Talk goes live, you'll receive a text which includes the link to tune in online as well as a link to dial in. Follow by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests and testimonies. And my upcoming itinerary, I will be speaking in December for Nation United's annual conference. And then in February, I'll be speaking for the Pasco County NAACP. So I'll also be going live into television ministry in a few months. So many things are coming up, and all of this just ties into what I'm going to teach you about today, the freedom to be your best self. Because once you truly understand who you are, you will learn how to exponentiate that thing, all right, and see the doors open before you. Okay, all of that is on rossi.org. Let's get into this word. I'm in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, reading from the KJV. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now listen to the verse again with your spiritual ears. Now the Lord is that Spirit. What Spirit? That Spirit. You know how you hear people say, I'm that girl, or I'm that guy. He's the man. That's the rainmaker. That's the mover and shaker, the influencer. That's the go-to person. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Glory. And where that Spirit is, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. There is promotion, elevation, benefits, blessings, healing, reconciliation. There is financial gain. There is the opportunity and the ability to be a soul winner. Wherever God is. Hallelujah. There is the freedom to exponentiate whatever the giftings are, whatever the talents are, whatever the blessings are, wherever the Lord is, because God is whom? Tell me now, that Spirit. Woo, praise the Lord. What is our topic for today? We give praise for the reading of the word. Come on and say it with me right now. Freedom to be your best self. So many times in life we find ourselves stagnant. And it's not because we want to be stagnant. You know, it's not because we want to be just in neutral, if you will, in that one place. It's really that we want to go forward, but we really don't know how to go forward, or we don't know where to go forward, or even worse, we just don't know who we are yet to know what we're supposed to be doing. We're still walking around trying to ascertain what our call is in life. And I can tell you, I have been there, right? I have not always known who I was, what my talents and giftings were, what I was supposed to do, and who I was supposed to be in this earth. So I'm telling you that I'm coming from a place of relation. I can relate to you on that. I can also relate to you from the standpoint of finding out who I was and knowing what I was supposed to do and actually seeing myself there, but not knowing the process of how to get to where I could see myself being. Oh, I can relate to you there. You know, I clean up well, right? People look at me now and they see evangelist, attorney Rossi Williams, also a registered nurse, founder of Rossi Williams Law Group. They see me on television. I'm on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. They see me being interviewed on the radio. You know, they see me going out to speak in these different places. They see the birthday present, right? My birthday is Monday, and so I've already bought something that I've wanted for quite a while. The Lord blessed me to buy a Maserati for my birthday. And so they see these things, you know. And then the new home that I'm about to get, they see me with the nice shoes. Because, you know, I have a shoe and purse fetish, if you didn't know. So I love shoes, and I buy shoes all the time. And so, yeah, I love expensive shoes and expensive purses. And I have purses and shoes for almost everything I wear. They see those things. They see me with my nails always done. I mean, I'm always well put together. They see where I live right now, downtown Miami, a very expensive area of town. And as my mother says, they see that every time I go somewhere, I fly the friendly skies. That's what my mother said. Oh, that miss fly the friendly skies. She doesn't like to drive or ride the bus like my mother likes to do. You know, or my mom said, you live the life of the rich and famous. But guess what? It was a process. See, everybody sees that. But they don't see the times when I was broke. Ah, can I help you right now? They don't see the times when I started my law office, you know, having been a nurse now 22 years. But I was in management and nursing, and I was doing quite well. But then my brother was incarcerated. You know, he was arrested. He chose to go before a jury. He was convicted and remanded to prison. He's the only son of five children, and praise the Lord, he's out now and doing well. But, you know, at that time, whoa, what do? He's like a younger brother. We have spoiled him, loved him. What do? When you see he's going to prison. So when the jury returned that night with their guilty verdict, that was when I began the law school process to become an attorney. See, people don't see the times when I was in law school, living in Tampa and working in Tampa, going to law school in Orlando at FAM. Jesus, they don't see that struggle. Wow. You know, law school, you have to literally study 7 days a week, hours every day. You don't have any freedom if you plan on passing law school and passing the bar. They don't see that struggle. Then when I became an attorney and opened my law office, stay with me, I'm trying to teach you how to be your best self. I was so intent on serving people that my fees were almost pro bono. People don't see the many times that I almost had to close down, the many times that I almost went insolvent in the law office because I had the volume of clients, but not, you know, the quality of better fees because I was trying to just help everybody. People don't know that part of my story. Glory. They don't know how many times I cried into my pillow at night saying to the Lord that I know I'm supposed to be doing more than this, but I don't know how to get there. They don't know how many times I would go back to the drawing board about my law office and trying to determine if I needed to just close down and work for someone else. But knowing the call God had on my life, they don't know that part of the story. Glory. Freedom to be your best self. But once I found out who I truly was in God, glory. Because see, as a kid, I'd always been a great orator. Stay with me. So I knew I already knew I could speak well. I've always been a great speaker. I've always been smart. But I didn't know that I would be an evangelist. I didn't know I would be an attorney. I didn't know how to translate that over. Anybody ever been there? You know what your talents are. You can see, oh, you're supposed to be doing something. But you're just sitting there like, God, show me, help me. I'm tired of being in this same place. Jesus, glory. Yeah. People don't. No, you know, now they see me preparing for marriage, but they don't know the struggle that I'm already divorced, had a great husband, and was so independent, even though being a minister preaching the gospel. I didn't know how to submit. I could preach about submission, but I didn't know how to submit in practicality. I could preach about compromising and being interdependent, but I only knew how to be self-sufficient and independent. Ah, freedom to be your best self. My only child, you know, my son, love him to death, but people don't know the part of the story about, you know, me not knowing how to not be overbearing and how to pull back and learn how to, you know, grow with my son. Oh, you don't know the story. I'm trying to help you understand that being your best self is a process. It's a journey. But once you identify who you are in the Lord, once you know who you are in God, because see, everything naturally must flow from who you are spiritually, then you will find yourself in the best place for God to open the doors, and then you will multiply that self. You will multiply those talents. You will multiply that gifting. You will multiply that anointing, the freedom to be your best self, because God is that Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory. And where that Spirit is, if you will submit yourself to Him, the Spirit will live in you. And where that Spirit is, that's where the liberty is. Glory to be your best self. Hallelujah. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 17, the Bible says we are all heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be it, we suffer with Him, we can also be glorified with Him together. 1 Peter 2:9, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. For what purpose? And you should show forth the praises of Him, who is Him, God, who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Psalm 139:14, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12, the Bible lays out the fivefold ministry. Some are apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. So if you are not meant to be one of those five, then you are meant to encourage, exhort, support, lead, and be there for one of those five. Because what good is a pastor without a church, a teacher without students? Oh, come on with me right now. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11, the Bible lays out spiritual giftings. In other words, there is purpose in you. There's destiny in you. God has something for you to do. And if you will encompass yourself, if you will, you know, just shroud yourself with Him, now He is that Spirit. He's that go-to. He's that door opener, that way maker. God is that healer, that provider. And God has already ordained you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. God knew you. He called you by name. He
so that I could evangelize this gospel, so that as an attorney I could fight and I could be a justice warrior. It's my purpose to fight for your justice. The talent was already there. The passion began to develop in me to fight for my race and my faith, to fight for those who needed a fight. But I didn't know what to do with it. And then when I really found out and understand who I was in Christ, I wasn't comparing myself to anyone else, living in anyone else's lane. If you will do that, be you. If you can't sing, quit trying to be in the choir. If you have no patience to serve, quit trying to be an usher. If you have no ability to manage finances or to lead, quit trying to be the chair of the finance committee. If you are meant to teach, then quit trying to go out there and say, well, I want to work in manufacturing. Be you. Glory. Find out. I've just shown you who you are in Christ. And God has given you talents. Your talents are meant to help exponentiate your gifting. If you fat, tall, skinny, black, yellow, white, short, who cares? Whatever side of the tracks you came from, it doesn't matter. Your last name doesn't matter. How many degrees? What matters first is that you understand that you are an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ, that you are chosen, royal, holy, peculiar, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed coming in and blessed going out, blessed coming in. I said blessed, 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 coming in and blessed going out. Everything you touch is blessed. If you will accept that and believe it, glory. Now God is that spirit. And you can have whatever you like in him. I said you can have whatever you like. The blessings are on him. You can have whatever you like in him. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Our time is running. I'm just telling you how many doors are being opened, right? Doors are being opened. In February, I'll be speaking for the Pasco NAACP. In December, I'll be speaking for Nation United for their annual sports conference here in Orlando. These are people where, you know, they're putting me up. My lodging is paid. My everything is paid. I'm trying to show you, win you. Glory. Allow God to identify in you your gifts, your talents, your office. And then you let hold of that thing. You be willing to pay your dues to go through the journey. You stay focused on what God has shown you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Remain in faith and don't give up. And you seek his will daily. God will open doors. He will make ways. You won't have to compromise who you are in Christ. You won't have to deny him. You won't have to line yourself with stuff that you already know is not of God. Now God is that spirit. Ooh. Ha. I feel that thing. Let's go into prayer. Our time is wrong. Oh, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Glory. Lord, we magnify you. We say hallelujah. We say thank you. We say praise you. Now you are that spirit. And whatever your spirit is, that's where promotion is. That's where blessing lives. That's where we can excel, where we can multiply the best in us. Now, Lord, you are that spirit. And where you are, there's the freedom to be our best self. Help us, Lord, not to compare ourselves to others. Not to try to be someone else's gift, someone else's talent, not to try to drive in someone else's lane, but to get set up where we're supposed to be and to move that thing, to just go again and drive and keep driving because you're in the car with us and where you are. You are that spirit. Demons flee at your name, that name of Jesus. Every obstacle, every situation, every trial and tribulation, every tear and every dark space is subject to you. Now you are that spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. And where you are, there's freedom. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. I've already showed them who they are in you, and that if they will walk in that place, then natural things will come into order. If they will walk in that place, that chosen, royal, peculiar, holy place, if they will walk in that place of being fearfully and wonderfully made, that they're an heir of you and a joint heir with Christ, if they'll walk in your righteousness, Jesus, they will be able to live their best selves every day. Now, Lord, we say thank you. Oh, Lord, we just praise you. We feel you in the atmosphere. We feel your blessings. We feel you in the atmosphere, Lord. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, I am my best self from now on. Say it again. I am my best self from now on. Let me get ready to give the altar call, and then we're going to end with your task for today. Everyone say amen. If you are unsaved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am my best self. And where you are, there's liberty. In the name of Jesus, welcome to the family of Christ. Amen. Amen. Everyone, just come on and praise him. Come on and give God praise. Let me give this announcement, then we're going to end. Just keep praising the Lord. For those of you who are just giving your lives to Christ, and for those of you who are already saved, remember that you must stay saved. So spend quality time with the Lord every day. Make sure you tune in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study. Again, go to rossi.org for all of this information if you couldn't write it down. Make sure that you sow a donation into the ministry, Rossi Williams Ministries. It helps you to win souls every day because you help me to stay on the air and to go on television and do the broadcast. You can also send me your prayer requests there, your testimonies, and see everything else that's going on. That's rawsi.org. Now, if you're in Miami and you don't have a place to go, I'd love for you to come out and worship with us Sunday at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. The address is on the homepage of my website if you weren't able to write it down, rossi.org. Okay, now my son is coming in today. He's flying in. So that's my announcement. My birthday is Monday. So my son is flying in. I'm very, very excited. God blessed me to buy my birthday present, a Maserati, something I've been wanting for a long time. But there was a time I would never have been able to afford it. Remember, there's a journey. But when you learn who you are, God will open those doors for you, not just to excel spiritually, but naturally. But spiritually must come first. Things must be in order. All right. Our topic for today is what? What is it, everyone? Freedom to be your best self. Your task for this entire weekend, now that you know whom you are, is to stay in your lane and multiply yourself in your lane. Don't be jealous of anyone else. Don't try to be anyone else. Stay in your lane and make sure the Spirit of the Lord is there. And where it is, that's where your blessings are. Okay, I love you. I'll see you Sunday morning at church and Monday morning on Daily Fire.
Change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.